Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Ned Bellavance, Ned1313 on Twitter, and welcome to the Daily Check-In for April 9th, 2021. It is Friday, and I am ready to go out and eat some tacos. That's right. It may not be Tuesday, but I'm having some tacos. There's this nice Peruvian place, and we're going to go eat there. It's going to be outside, and it's going to be delightful, and I'm excited. So hopefully you're doing well. Let's check in. What's going on? You got good plans for the weekend? You gonna go out to dinner? You gonna go have some fun? I hope so. I hope it definitely feels like we could all use a fun weekend. And for me, there's no big plans this weekend. Just gonna go out to dinner, have some fun with the kids, relax around the house. And like, that's my kind of weekend. And we're gonna go to PetSmart to get some fish because we had one go. Yeah, yesterday. So it's time to add a few fish to the old aquarium. So hopefully you're doing well. The thing, I don't really have a specific distilled topic that I wanted to get into today. I did want to just kind of think about the multiple podcasts that I recorded this week and how excellent it was to have these awesome conversations with different individuals. I talked to Stu Miniman and we kind of got down into what's modern applications. Actually, I guess if there was one through line to all the podcasts, and I'm thinking on my feet here, so pardon the interruption of myself. If there's one through line to all three podcasts we recorded this week, it's modern applications. And I think that's a term that's fraught with meaning in the same way that digital transformation is fraught with meaning. But we got really different perspectives from four different individuals into how they're viewing the process of creating, migrating, and implementing modern applications. So we started with VMware at the beginning of this week, and these podcasts haven't come out yet, but you'll hear them shortly. I'm not spoiling anything. And we had a great conversation with two people from VMware all about what their approach is to dealing with modernizing applications. So not modern applications in the sense of only dealing with applications that are built cloud native and intended to be deployed in a cloud native fashion, but really taking existing applications and trying to modernize them either on your existing infrastructure or in the cloud. That was a cool conversation and it brought up a lot of key points of not every application is going to make that journey from a legacy app that is a revenue generating app to a modern application that's built for the cloud. That doesn't make sense for every application. That's fine. Like, not every application has to do that. You still need to maintain environments where those older applications can run as well as new applications. But you should look for opportunities to modernize the way in which you manage and deploy that application. Because if you need to apply changes to it, wouldn't it be nice to have a consistent process across all your applications for how you go about updating them? And that sounds pretty good. So that was a key point that was brought up in the first conversation. And then we had our podcast interview with Stu Miniman, aka @Stu on Twitter, who is working for Red Hat now. And of course, he has his own perspective on modern applications and how what they have going on OpenShift and how OpenShift works across multiple clouds and on-premises, that can also assist with the application modernization thing. Because if you work within the sphere of OpenShift or more generally in Kubernetes, now if you've moved an application to that platform, you have the capability to move that application around to the data center or the cloud provider that makes the most sense to you. Okay, so that's another way to think about applications is from a portability perspective and having consistent operations across multiple platforms. And then we had a really good talk with Chris Wall today. And that one I don't think is coming out until May. But again, another conversation where he's really looking at modern application deployment paradigms. And really what that all boiled down to, that's some gobbledygook there. What that really all boiled down to was the use of pipelines as the way that you should be deploying your infrastructure and applications. And he was taking the view of doing this in a cloud perspective because that's primarily what he's working on right now. He's working with a consulting group, and he's doing a lot of stuff with AWS and cloud deployments. So his mind is, I want to use pipelines. I don't want to talk to anything that doesn't have an API, because my life is APIs, which he refers to basically as Lego blocks. I want to stack this stuff together using APIs, and I want to use pipelines to accomplish that stacking and testing and security checking, all that kind of stuff. So I think for me, the through line obviously is modernizing applications, or application modernization, however you want to say it, which sounds very similar to digital transformation and gets very close to being a buzzword, right? You got to be careful about this. It's almost a buzzword, but it's not. It's not a buzzword. It's really a thing that you actually need to do to get your applications in a consistent deployment pattern. And I think that pattern, the one that's consistent across all of them, is moving your applications from the way that you might deploy them now or update them now, which is rolling a new binary or rolling a new set of DLLs or whatever, and then manually installing it on a target server. And that's how you do your updates. And all the checks are manual. All the security stuff is manual. Moving away from that. Now, doing that in cloud is a lot easier because there are all these APIs you can plug into, and it makes the deployment of infrastructure simpler because the deployment is something you can plug into. You don't have to run weird esoteric scripts to get, you know, your load balancer and your VMware environment to be jiving together. You don't have to run these weird deployment scripts on your servers because it's all, you know, API driven, and you're, you know, being declarative about your deployment. Okay, so you do have to figure out how to automate that deployment of your application using a pipeline for your on-premises environment, which may not have all of that cool stuff. And it may seem like a lot of work to move from the manual process you have today to the more modern process of having a pipeline and having the pipeline be triggered by a source code repository. However, I got to imagine once you've done it once or twice and figured out what the usual gotchas are, it gets a lot easier for app 3, 4, 5, etc. And you get all these benefits. You have a consistent, automated way of deploying a new instance of an application or an update of an application. And so even if you're only updating your application every 3 months, having that consistent and automated thing is going to save you. In fact, I would argue that the less often you update your application, the more benefits you're going to see from having an automated pipeline that handles that app update and deployment. Why do I say that? Because if you only do it every 6 months, you're not going to remember exactly what you did 6 months ago. If it lives in a pipeline and it's scripted and tested and validated through that pipeline, you don't need to remember what you did 6 months ago because it's all right there. And when you go to do that new update to whatever this legacy application is, having that pipeline driving it is going to be pretty key. And not just the application. And I think that was Chris's point, and also VMware's point and Stu's point, is it's not just the app anymore. It's also about the infrastructure. Getting your infrastructure in code and updated through a pipeline is going to pay some serious dividends. And yes, I totally get it that doing that in the cloud is fairly trivial because you have access to all the APIs. You can just create infrastructure on the fly. It's not that big of a deal. It's a much bigger deal. It's a shift in perspective when you move back to on-prem and you don't have limitless resources. You don't have necessarily like homogenized services, but still, you should try to reach out and achieve that nirvana of automated application and infrastructure deployment on-prem and in the cloud. So that all came together for me just now. That's the through line for so much of what we talked about this week, was using modern techniques to modernize your application deployment and also your infrastructure deployment. So those are my thoughts for today, and that will do it for me for this week. Hey, if you've been enjoying this stuff, You know, I have a Patreon. You can find that, Ned in the Cloud. If you search that on Patreon, you'll find it. If that's not your thing, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, very much appreciated. Love to have you here. Love to have you here more. And if you want to share that with a friend, that'd be even more amazing. Hey, tag me. Tag me on Twitter. It's Ned1313. You know where I am. Like I said, that's all I got for this week. Until next time, stay healthy, stay safe out there. Bye for now.